Over the years, I've spoken with many musicians from Portugal and Cape Verde, but I never thought I'd be asking any of them this question.
You were percussionist for Madonna. How many times have you performed together?
Whoa, we are about 40 shows.
That's a
almost
lot.
50, I know. Actually, on her show, I do many different percussion instruments, but also I do guitar on her show.
That's Miroca Parrish. He's right. He's a man of many talents. Singer, songwriter, and yes, gifted guitarist and percussionist. As for his work with Madonna, Miroca Parrish was lucky that the Material Girl moved to Lisbon a couple of years ago so her son could train with an elite soccer team there. That's how Parrish and Madonna met and shared a love of the late Cesária Évora. Miroca Parrish played in her band. Madonna had wanted Cesária to sing at her wedding and birthday. Cesária said no both times, by the way. But before we talked about Madonna, Miroca Parrish told me why he left his home islands of Cape Verde for Portugal when he was 18. It was 1998.
Cape Verde was really so hard back in my time. It was really so hard even to get an instrument, even to get a pick to play a guitar, or even to get a string. It was really hard. I would make all my drums by hand. And then when we moved to Portugal, it was really, really much better. We helped a lot of people also because my granddad was sending a lot of instruments back to the islands. Actually, back in beginning 60, my granddad was the first person who brought the electric bass to the whole country.
How did that change your music, leaving Cape Verde and arriving in Portugal?
Yeah, in the way of the context, the story, the people I met, the tours I did, the experience I got. And also, when you leave people back, you want to bring everyone with you. It was a happiness move I did, but also it was hard because some people just stay behind.
Yeah. I wonder if whether you had stayed in Cape Verde, whether you would have had this relationship with Madonna. You've had this working relationship with Madonna. How did you two meet?
I believe that Madonna was so curious about Cesária's popularity. She came to our backstage. The first time was in London more than 10 years ago.
Aside from Cesária Évora, what did Madonna tell you was kind of at the root of her infatuation with Cape Verde music?
When we met, she became like a big fan of Cesária and the music of Cape Verde. Inclusive on her show, she sang one of the songs of Cesária, became popular in the Cesária's vocal and Cesária's set list. We met long years ago, but she didn't recognize me on time because back in 10 I have the long hair. And the coincidence is she came to Lisbon, and when they contacted me, they didn't know I was the same person. I mean, that was good for me because that is like recognizing all the work I did. I wasn't called because I made part of Cesária's band. It's because what I was still playing in Lisbon when I met her in Lisbon to do a documentary of her life in Lisbon.
That was the Madame X documentary, if I'm not mistaken, yeah?
Yes, Madame X documentary in Lisbon.
Well, Madonna certainly embraces the music and the lifestyle. Let's hear just one excerpt from Madame X where she talks about music and why she's drawn to Portugal.
I love voices that don't sound human, and I like making things sound robotic. But there always has to be some essence of humanity in everything that I do. And I'd like to think that no matter what, if all the electricity got unplugged, and we ran out of oil, and we ran out of everything, I could still sit with a candle, play my guitar, and sing my song, and nobody could get in the way with that. 'Cause you're driving me crazy.
What our listeners didn't see in that clip featuring Madonna, she's sitting in a kind of fado cafe with a candle burning. Has Madonna been a good champion for Cape Verdean and Portuguese culture, do you think?
Oh, of course. She would never admit it, but she does it every time, every day, and even more, but she would never take credit for that.
Cape Verdean musician Miroca Parrish there, a resident of Lisbon. Here's a single from his latest album. The song is called Mundo Amor, Love World. Prova d'amor,
fome, paz, amor, no mundo ninguém. Não tem viver nesse mundo, a paz e a harmonia na coração. Modo um tamo, cá tem ninguém. Ninguém tá mais ninguém assim mesmo. Nunca querer mudar essa situação. Desamor, paixão e mima boa. Amor é pra tudo gente. Amor é mima boa. Eu tenho que lembrar que uma boa é quem acreditou. Fazer amor que não fazer guerra.